The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible here on a Wednesday night on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us on Sirius XM channel 159. Carver High here with you along with Mafia Brian Ciano as we are in the mix tonight. No Scotty, maybe back tomorrow, maybe on Friday. And honestly, Maf, like, this isn't like a secret. Like, if you're a daily listener to Coast to Coast and Pharrell on the Bench, you have a pretty good idea of what's been going on with Scotty the last couple of days. I mean, he's been in just absolute agony with his back slash lower region slash played basketball on Saturday, and he's been in pain since. So, I mean, the listeners know, Moff, that Pharrell's been in pretty bad shape the last few days.
Yeah, he's never one to hide when he's all banged up. In fact, he flat out complains about it constantly. So if you listen to the last 2 weeks, you know that he has not been feeling well, and he didn't do himself any favors by trying to go play through it on Saturday, and apparently it rolled up to today.
It certainly did, and finally the pain was too much for him to bear earlier this morning and afternoon, so he had to make the quick move to the IR for Coast to Coast and for the bench today. Scott, he's doing good. Just let everybody know he is doing all right. And hopefully we'll get him back in the mix, if not tomorrow, then on Friday on both Coast to Coast and the bench right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. We got a lot to do tonight, Mafia, as we hit the midweek and we get closer and closer to divisional round, which I said this earlier on Coast to Coast, that it is the best weekend of the year. Like, there's no question about it. You have the eight best teams. It's like the last full weekend of football. The championship games have like a different level to them as you right so close to the Super Bowl. We know that Super Bowl Sunday is absolute craziness. So this is like the last real, like, full football weekend of the season.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we had last week, of course, all those games start the playoffs, but you know, it was almost as bad as the last week of the season. When you had the extra week, you know, usually by last week, we're kind of getting into the decent games, and this week is, you know, the championship games. But because of the extra week of the season and that week that was just awful because most of the games, nothing mattered. So teams were not playing or not caring. There's very few teams that were, you know, life or death games. So it was kind of a week 18. And then we get this week where there was, you know, the extra team in there in the playoffs. So there was an extra team that didn't belong and got smoked. And now we get to the games where it really matters, where the teams are, you know, they're legit playoff teams. and we should get some great matchups here. We already have some great matchups, but we could get some good games out of it, I think.
Yeah, no question. And we will dive into all four of those games right here tonight on the bench as they're finally starting to put a few more of the player props up for these games. And we've had a little bit of line movement in two of the games here today on a midweeker. So we will get into discussion on all four games tonight here on the bench. We also have lots of action tonight, especially in the NBA. I mean, 13 games in the NBA tonight. A couple of them still yet to tip off here, some of the West Coast games for all you left coasters. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates right here. Pharrell on the bench on a Wednesday night. You get Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. Should be back within the next couple of days. You know he's been hurting from basketball. SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 ESPN in Southern California, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, on and on we go. It is good to have you with us here tonight. So we're going to get into the divisional playoffs later. We have all of the action tonight. Lots of college basketball, lots of NBA, lots of NHL, but some interesting games. The Rangers and the Leafs at the Garden right now, Mafia. I have this on one of the TVs. Leafs blew a 3-1 lead. Rangers have taken a 5-3 lead here in the late in the third period. Matthews just scored, but they took it off the board because he kicked it in. So yeah. Now, still a 5-3 game. The Leafs have the net empty, just under 4 minutes to go. A wild one at the Garden tonight for the Rangers and the Maple Leafs, Mafia.
And I'm glad they got this one right because I know last week or the week before I was doing the show with Scotty on the radio side and we were watching the Ranger game and it was them against the Knights and they had one, I think it was Stone, who flat out turned his skate, deflected the puck in. It was obvious, you know, that's the only reason he turned his skate to do it. He didn't have to flat out kick it, but completely used the skate to deflect it into the net on purpose and then let the goal stand and then all whole hell broke loose for the Rangers after that. So I'm glad that they got this one right at least. You know, I guess it's the home cooking that when you're in Vegas, they let it stand for Vegas. And when you're in New York, they say, all right, we're going to do the right call here and wipe that goal off the board.
They certainly do. And we'll see if the Rangers can hold on. They're up two, just over 3 minutes to go. Earlier, the Coyotes beat the Toronto. Devils. Yes. The Coyotes beat the Devils out at Newark. I said that today also to Dane on Coast to Coast. The Devils should never be minus 200 against anybody. It was ridiculous that they were minus 200 favorites. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here on Sports Grid Radio. We keep rolling with you right after this. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Right here, Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight as we will be hanging with you. We got a lot happening. A bunch of NBA games about to tip. The Rangers are going to hold on, Mafia, as they add an empty netter. The analytics say to pull the goalie at 3 minutes left when you're down to two. Toronto does that. They actually had that goalie out with like 4.5 minutes left, Mafia, because they had the goalie pulled when Matthews kicked that puck in about 2 minutes ago. So everybody, even the hockey world, Mafia, is driven to analytics now to make all their decisions.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a regular season game. It's not a playoff, so it's not like you're in desperation mode. Analytics to me is garbage in that case because you put your goalie with 4 minutes left, there's no way you're not getting scored on at some point. I mean, and it came true. I mean, Fox threw it from behind his own goal line. That's some good accuracy there. That's why this guy's a Norris Trophy winner. He'd go from behind his goal line and still hit it in the other net.
Padding some more stats for Foxy, huh, Boff? Padding some more stats for Lee.
Why not? I mean, if Reese is going to get two, why can't he have two today, yeah?
So the Rangers will win. We mentioned the Devils lost to the Coyotes. There is another game. The TNT actually giving you a doubleheader tonight, Moff. Good second game out at the Duck Pond between the Avalanche and the Ducks. So that one is going to face off once this Ranger-Leaf game gets finished in New York. They might have faced. It was supposed to be at 10 o'clock. Did they start it without it? No, they are waiting, TNT, for this one to finish before they drop the puck between the Avalanche and the Ducks. So while we're doing the bench here tonight, maybe we'll find some live opportunities. Maybe the Ducks, Moff, can get up like a goal or something early in the first and we can get a better price in the Avalanche than -295. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, just give us a chance to bet on the Avalanche here tonight. At the top on. Give us a good
You could
number.
Always play the minus to go and a half at -110 if you want them that bad. I mean,
I can't you see that's one of my rules, Moff. I can't play the puck line at minus money. I just can't do it.
It's basically a pick 'em there, -110. That's straight up. That's not the world's worst bet there. I gotta say if it's -150, 130. I mean, that's barely a minus. That's just paying the vig.
I know, but for when I got to win by two goals, I want to get paid for it. You know, I don't want to, that's like a straight bet, -110. I need like +125, +130, +150 for me to lay that goal and a half. That's just how I like to operate there. So there's your three NHL games. A lot of NBA tonight, Mafia. Going on right now, Bucks lead the Grizzlies 112-100. That is late in the fourth quarter right now. The Bulls, who were actually home dogs to the Cavs tonight. Cavs were 3-point favorites in this game. They are going to lose. It is 114-102. Just over a minute left to go in the fourth quarter in Chicago. So not a good scene for the Cavs tonight. Mavs lead the Raptors 76-69. That game late in the third quarter in Dallas. The Spurs are laying it down on the Thunder tonight in San Antonio. And I mean laying it down. 102-78. And they have not hit 104-78. And they have not hit the fourth quarter yet. They are just finishing up the third. So almost a 30-point lead for the Spurs tonight against the Thunder. The Jazz have a 62-57 lead on the Rockets in Utah. And the games that just started, the Pistons and the Kings, 7-5 Detroit, very early going in that one. Also just tipped the Clippers and the Nuggets. This is the game, Mafia, we have our eyes on tonight because we like Denver in the first half, -4.5. That was, as we referenced today on Coast to Coast, they blew a 25-point lead to the Clippers last week, and they were none too happy. Mike Malone gave the team the business after the game, so a little rematch in Denver tonight. They're out to a 9-3 start. I didn't want to try it for the whole game, Moff, but I figured first half they'd give me a little something, -4.5.
You should be good for the whole game, too. I mean, there's still PG-13 out. They're resting him now. You still don't have, of course, Kawhi. I mean, your starting lineup is Ibaka, Zubac, Reggie Jackson, Mann, and Coffey. I mean, they should cruise them the rest of the game. I think you're safe if you went for the whole game, too. Obviously, first quarter, you think they're going to come out with a little fire and passion after what happened last time, but I would have felt comfortable going with them the whole game, too, considering all the guys that are still missing for the Clippers. I mean, your best scorer out there is going to be, Reggie Jackson? No offense to him. He's a good player. It's a tough dude. I mean, Mann's had some big games here or there, but it's all role players out there. It's not any star player for them.
Yeah. Also, we have one game that hasn't even tipped yet. We have the 10:40 p.m. Eastern tip out in Los Angeles at I guess I have to call it now, the Crypto.com Arena, right? No more for the old name, Mafia. The Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. The Pacers come to visit the Lakers after the Lakers had a good win over the Jazz on Monday night. They look to build off of that. Down to -3.5 for the Lake Show. Total 223.5. Do we want to go in on the Lakers tonight, Mafia, against Indiana at home?
Yeah, I'm okay going on that one. If it was a different team, then after them coming off the big win, you might say, all right, well, the Lakers have been so up and down this year. I'm not going to trust them in the next game to win again. I'm going to kind of play them off and on, whether win or lose. You just had the win. I'm going to predict you're losing. But against Indianapolis, the Pacers, Indy, they're terrible. They got to blow it up. I don't know what they're doing that they haven't done any of this yet. Whatever they have left that's worth anything, sell it off and rebuild, because right now your team is, an absolute train wreck.
Well, and this is a pivotal game for them tonight. They play this game at home against the Pacers, and then they have a long stretch, Moff, where they are not going to see Los Angeles for a long time. They have a long East Coast trip. They go to Orlando, Miami, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Charlotte, Atlanta. A very long trip where they will play 6 games in the span of 9 or 10 days. So that is a long trip for the Lakers. So they need to take care of business tonight at home against the Pacers. They must have a couple of those, Moff, because I saw they're not home the week that we're out in Los Angeles either. But those are relatively close to home. Actually, they are home on that Wednesday night. No, that's when they come back.
They're home on a Saturday
and Tuesday. Los Angeles, they don't have home games.
They do. Saturday and Tuesday that week there. New York and Milwaukee.
Ooh, yes. They play the Knicks that Saturday night, huh? They have the Knicks.
Yeah, right
Saturday
after we get in there, got nothing to do.
Wow, that'll be a tough ticket. Now, that'll be a tough ticket. And the Clippers are home on Sunday night, Mafia, against the Bucks. I feel like if we wanted to see a hoop game at the Crypto.com Arena, I would have to think the tickets are probably more attainable for the Clipper game on Sunday night than they are for the Laker game on Saturday night. That would just
yeah, I would think so.
That out there.
I would assume so with the way they're playing. You know, they're kind of down there right now, especially, you know, I could see Milwaukee playing the game of, you know, they're playing on Sunday against the Clippers, and then Tuesday they have the TNT game against the Lakers. So if you're going to rest somebody, you're probably going to rest them on the Sunday game while you're sitting out there in L.A. So that you might miss some guys here from Milwaukee. You know, maybe Giannis's knee is a little sore again. He sits out. So the price on that one could be a lot cheaper than they would be, you know, say, last year or, you know, the game on Tuesday against the Lakers.
Well, the cheapest tickets on the secondary market for that Saturday night Knick-Laker game, $89. So, and they play the Bucks on Tuesday. So they do have a couple games in town in Los Angeles that week, but they're early in the week. Late in the week, they don't want anybody near the place except the Super Bowl. Now, what about the Clippers? So $89 for the Lakers. What do you think the Clippers are on Sunday night against the Bucks?
Let's see here. 65
for the Clippers. That's Sunday night, the 6th. $18, Moff.
$18. I'll go hang out with Billy. Let's go hang out with Billy Crystal. Come on.
The Clippers and the Bucks. Clippers and Bucks on a Sunday night. Before
I paid more to go to an Orioles game like 20 years ago.
Oh, man. This is. We're going to have discussions about this. This is definitely in the cards, I think. A little Sunday night before the week starts. Clippers and the Bucks at the Crypto.com Arena. Let's go. Pharrell on the bench. Wednesday night. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. We keep rolling on the grid right after this. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us tonight as we have a lot of NBA going on. The Nuggets currently up 20-13 on the Clippers out in Denver. That is the late night TV game on ESPN, and we are looking for the Nuggets -4.5 in the first half. They're underway in Anaheim at the Duck Pond between the Avs and the Ducks. Scoreless early in the first period. That second game of the TNT, that is the late game for the hockey national telecast. There was other NBA tonight, Moff, that we should let everybody in on. The Sixers beat the Magic 123-110. I met your boy JoJo tonight. A 50-piece for JoJo. Ooh, a 50-burger. How about that, Moff? A little 50-spot for JoJo Embiid. I'm sure those MVP numbers we talked about today went up.
Listen, this guy, we know the talent that he has. When he plays, when he's on his game, when he's, you know, ticked off and wants to actually bust his ass, the guy is an MVP. The guy has the talent to be one of the best players in the league. You know, he's kind of like Pharrell, though, where he can score a ton of points whenever he wants. The problem is, always hurt.
He's kind of like Pharrell. Always hurt. Scores a ton of points. Always hurt. Oh, boy. JoJo right now, +750.
Man, that's when everyone was making those bets last year for him as the MVP, and I was laughing at him the whole time. It's like, you can't give a guy the MVP that misses 20 to 30 games a year. It doesn't matter how good
I agree with you.
It doesn't matter what his team is. You got to play at least 65 to 70 games to get the MVP. You can't be the most valuable if you don't play for a third to a quarter of the season.
I agree. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think 65-70 is the absolute minimum. You can't have guys missing 25, 30 games and giving him the MVP. It's nonsense. How can you be the most valuable player? You don't play a third of the season or a quarter of the season. It's just, it's stupid. It's nonsense.
So that's right. Right now this year, if you're going to give someone the MVP of that team, it's Ben Simmons for sitting out because they're playing better without him.
Yeah, right. No, they are. And it is going to be crucial for them when they get, if they get something for him, it's better than what they've got right now, which is nothing. So getting anything at all for Ben Simmons in the coming weeks, if they do, is going to be crucial for the 76ers. Elsewhere tonight, the Hawks beat the T-Wolves 134-122. A lot of points in that one. T-Wolves, of course, off the back-to-back. They beat the Knicks at the Garden last night. They lose tonight in Atlanta. The Hornets beat the Celtics 111-102. 28 for Scary Terry for the Hornets. As he had a good night. Miles Bridges, good night. Again, Hornets have been good, man. 25-20 now for Charlotte. As they have been a very competitive team this season. The Heat beat the Trailblazers 104-92. We mentioned the Bulls beating up on the Cavs before. That's a final now, 117-104. And the Nets, Mafia, beat the Wizards by one. 119-118. Now, they were up big in this game. And the Wizards rallied in the fourth quarter to make it close. And sure enough, what did we say the line was today? It went from Wizards minus one to Nets minus one. It ends on one. Unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah, when the book is so close and hits like that, it makes you wonder. Like, that's crazy. Like you said, the Nets are up the whole time. They're controlling it. They're kicking ass. And then just let it slip like that. I know they're not playing with all their stars. I know, you know, some of these guys, you know, you're looking at the starting lineup and outside of Kyrie and Harden, you're like, wait, who? I saw Edwards. I'm like, is that the kid from Purdue? No, it's some kid from Pepperdine. Like, you don't know who half these guys are. Blake Griffin wasn't even playing. Aldridge had a big game for them off the bench. But there's so many, you know, pieces that they have to, you know, just – put together with scotch tape because of the big three not being healthy or other guys, you know, not being there all the time, Kyrie. But it's amazing that still, with all that going on, the book is dead on.
Yeah, it really is. They don't miss. Kyrie had 30 tonight. Good night for him. And I actually tailed Mafia a KW prop tonight. I was sitting on the train coming home, and I saw KW tweet out some Patty Mills prop that he's hit, like, more than three threes in, like, you know, eight of his last nine games or something crazy like that. So we jumped on Patty Mills over 2.5 threes, and he hit five. So there you go. We ring the bell for KW tonight, Moff. Good job.
Good job by him. He's always locked in on those props. He loves those props in the NBA. So, you know, that's a champ. KW loves hoops, especially pro. So he's always looking for those spots.
Not a good night for the Grizzlies here, as they are losing 122-113 to the Bucks. Now, Ja has 33 tonight. Jackson Jr.'s got 29. It doesn't matter. Just way too much Milwaukee tonight. What do we got from Giannis here tonight? He's got 33 with 15 boards. That'll do it. 25 from Middleton, 14 from Portis and Hill, and 13 from my boy Patty Connaughton. So 33 for Ja. Maybe we can get him lowered a little bit. It's so weird, Mafia. I'm sitting here. And I feel like Dane tells us this sometimes, like, will you sit, you keep this regular season MVP market, like, open while you're watching the games? Like, it changes, like, as the games are happening. Now, the Grizzlies are getting whacked tonight. In the 45 minutes I've been sitting here, I've seen Ja Morant go from 15-1 to 13-1, and he's losing by 10 points. What? Where do they figure this stuff out sometimes? I don't get it.
I guess they're, you know, saying, listen, they're getting their butts kicked, but he's the only one that's really doing their job here. That's making things happen. Although, then again, when you're letting George Hill put up double digits, I don't know. He's not doing his job on one end of the floor, it seems like. There's no way that guy should be still putting up double digits at his age. But, I mean, the guy, he carries that team night in, night out. Even, you know, a game like this where they were, you know, coming in here. They were underdogs, of course. Not, what was it, 8, 8.5, something around there. So, yeah. They just fall short, and Milwaukee just covers. But still, he shows up every game, and he does his job. Not a good job. 40% from three, I guess. 4-10, but that's a lot of wasted shots there. 12 of 27 from the field, so not a great shooting percentage. Okay, but the problem, I guess, was more on defense for them because, you know, from the three in general, they shot 22.5. But when you shoot 42.5, you shouldn't lose by 10 points. You know, you should, if you're shooting over 40% from as a team from the field, that's not a good loss. That just shows that you just didn't play good enough defense, and you could see that by Milwaukee shooting 48%.
No, it's so true, and Giannis has moved up to second on that board, which he's kind of been at, but now it's plus 350 for Giannis in the MVP. Curry the favorite at plus 165, Joker plus 650. We mentioned JoJo plus 750, and then Jaws at 13-1. He was 15-1 25 minutes ago, and he's moved up from 15-1 to 13-1 in the last few minutes. And then there's like a huge gap after that. Like Durant's 18-1. They bumped him down because he's going to miss so much time. DeRozan 27-1. LeBron, Booker 40. I'm surprised Booker isn't higher than 49-1. It's like people don't care about the Suns, Mafia. It really is amazing. And I know that's more of a team effort, what they do out there between him and Paul and all the guys that they have. But, I mean, D-Book is no joke. 49-1 to win the MVP in a year where there's not really, at least in my eyes, a clear guy to win it. You think you'd get a little bit higher for D-Book.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't respect that team enough. They aren't giving them the credit that they deserve for being in the finals last year. I don't think they realize that this team is legit. You know, them leading the league in wins at times and being, you know, one of the top teams in the West, that's going to sustain. You know, this isn't a team that is going to have what, you know, things happen like the Bucks or the Nets, where they have some of these players that are older and have seen long seasons. They have a lot of young guys on that team that are going to be able to hang out there and play most of the games. And I think they're going to run like this the whole year. I think, you know, we'll see it through the playoffs. Obviously, some guys' health, some of the older guys like Crowder and Paul, that might be something that factors in later on. But this team's going to be in there for the long haul. And he's not getting enough credit right now. That might be a good one to jump on, like you said, because, you know, a lot of these other guys that have been leading the way, you know, guys like Durant, Embiid, Curry, you know, even the Joker, like, they're older. They're going to get banged up. We already know a bunch of them missing games. Curry's missed games. Durant's going to miss, you know, a couple weeks here. Embiid's bound to go out for at least 2 week break at some point here. He's going to move up those lines. Him, Ja, guys like that are young and can still go the distance, they're going to be in there. And, you know, maybe it hurts him a little bit that they won without him when he was out for a little bit, the stretch that he had. But so did, you know, so has Brooklyn, right? They won tonight, and they won other games without Durant. So has, you know, Memphis when Ja was out. In fact, it was annoying him almost that the team was playing as good as they were without him. So, you know, all these teams that these guys are on are good teams, and they're going to win games without them. It's just going to be who can really stay healthy the longest, I feel like.
Yeah, no question about it. The Raptors have made a little run at the Mavericks here in Dallas. Now 87-85, about midway through the fourth quarter. Mavs were minus 3.5 in this game. Live right now, it is 2.5. In case you want to jump in here for the last few minutes, we've got the Jazz. You know, they're struggling with the Rockets tonight at home. The Jazz have been very funny, Mafia. They have. They have not looked the same the last, you want to say, 2-3 weeks. I know Gobert was out for a little bit with COVID. Mitchell hasn't looked the same. They lost to the Lakers the other night. They had a bad East Coast trip. Lost at home to the Cavs. Screwing around with the Rockets tonight. I don't know what the deal with the Jazz is, but they don't look the same. They never win in the playoffs anyway, as we've talked about a billion times on Coast to Coast and more. All right, for all on the bench, Wednesday night, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. We'll come back, get into the college rack. A lot of college rack tonight, and we'll see where we're sitting with all of those games. We keep rolling on the grid right after this. And we're back for On the Bench. Carver Mafia in for Scotty tonight, right here on Sports Grid Radio. It is good to have you with us as we are taking you through all of tonight's action. Hour number two, we'll get into the NFL divisional matchups for this weekend. But we checked in with the NBA. Let's see what's going on in college basketball. A lot happening tonight, which is usually like, it seems like Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Mafia, are like the good nights, you know? Like in terms of the weeknights, like Monday's pretty light. Tuesday and Wednesday, you get a lot. Thursday, you get all the Pac-12 games. Friday's kind of bunk because everybody's getting ready for the weekend. You get like one random Big Ten game. But Tuesday and Thursday night is when we usually get loaded the most with these college basketball games.
Yeah, for the most part, because, you know, like you said, the big game Saturday, Sunday, so not really enough rest time to get a good game Monday unless, you know, maybe they take some kind of marquee game and put it there, you know, leave that team off of a Saturday game so they can have something one of these conferences, especially now that we're going to get out of, you know, Monday Night Football. Obviously, they weren't going to schedule any of those when you're competing against Monday Night Football. Now that that's out the window, maybe you might get some more of these, you know, top matchups at some point on a Monday just to try to garner some TV ratings, but... Like you said, you know, the Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the big ones. So plenty of games today, an awesome lineup throughout, up and down, and some, you know, big wins here. I mean, Auburn just manhandling Georgia. I mean, Georgia's having a bad season, so it's not too surprising. DePaul right now with the lead on Xavier, that's going to be a surprising win if they pull that one off. Marquette beating Villanova was a big win for them, even though they have a similar record. Villanova, you know, almost a top 10 team there, and then Alabama with the upset too against LSU. A couple. You know, non-ranked, ranked upsets so far tonight, and we might get a couple more before the night's done.
Yeah, you're not kidding with Auburn. Of course, they're number two ranked in the country, and they were laying 22.5 tonight to Georgia. And where do you think the number is right now, Moff, with 10 minutes to go? Bang, 22.
Yep.
67-45. Now, they were up around 30 before. And this is what I thought today, why Georgia with the 22.5 might not have been a bad pick. You knew Auburn was going to blitz them early, and you also know that Auburn has a monster game with Kentucky coming up on Saturday. So you would think maybe Bruce Pearl, you know, empty the bench a little bit quicker if he's got a big lead like he does tonight. And sure enough, we're down now to 67-51. So here we go, a couple threes here from Georgia, and maybe they will cover this gigantic number against the number two team in the country. You mentioned DePaul and Xavier, 59-54. DePaul leads number 20 Xavier. I'll say this. DePaul's been in the Big East for what, Mafia? Like 15 or 20 years now? And they have sucked every single season that they have been in the Big East. Like, you can't even mention a year where DePaul was decent in the Big East. They have always sucked since they joined that conference. But seriously, this year, they're not bad. You know, they're a little improved. You know, 10-6. They beat Seton Hall. They had a couple wins earlier in the season. You know what? Maybe I'm going a little too crazy here. Because now I'm looking at what they've done in the Big East games. They lost to Providence. They lost to St. John's. Lost to Villanova. Lost to Marquette. All right. You know what? If they get this one, it'll be two in a row. But maybe I'm right, Mafia. They still suck in the Big East.
Yeah, they do. You know, as you said, the only Big East win they have is against my Pirates. So I wish I could say, no, it's a, you know, tough team and they're good. You know, no, yeah. They suck. They just they caught the Pirates when they were shorthanded with injuries and COVID and got a big lead on them and almost blew it. They were up, you know, like 20 in that game before Seton Hall came back and lost by 4. So that's a terrible loss for them. DePaul is not a good team. They're a team that's going to get their wins out of non-conference. And once they get into conference, they get, you know, stomped out. I mean, we lost Rutgers in the Big East basketball-wise, so we need to put somebody at this doormat, and we brought in DePaul.
They were 9-1 before conference play, DePaul. Because I'm looking at 10-6. I'm going, they're not having a bad year. But they're 1-5 in the Big East, and they got fat with, you know, Coppin State, Central Michigan. Rutgers wasn't a bad win, and they beat Louisville as well. Early December. They beat Duquesne. They lost to Loyola Chicago. It's a very good team. And now that they've lost to Butler, Butler's not very good at all this year. And Marquette's not that good this year either. And they lost to those teams. Yeah, that was a tough night for the Pirates, who, like you said, they had some COVID issues. But DePaul, man, they have just been putrid since they joined the Big East. And this ain't like a couple years. This is forever now. They're on decades in the Big East, and they just absolutely suck. Virginia leads Pitt 54-46 late in the second half in that one. Live right now, the Cavs -8.5 there. We have New Mexico and Colorado State. Colorado State up 30-26. This game's actually on TV too, Mafia, on CBS Sports Network. 4-point lead for the Rams. 14.5 is your in-game line right now. Colorado State's been very good early on. Wyoming laying the hammer on San Jose State, 81-64. Wyoming is a team. We had Mike DeCourcy on today on Coast to Coast from the Sporting News, and he does his bracket every week, Mafia, and he had Wyoming in like his first four out, I believe. So Wyoming, there's a lot of really sneaky good teams out in the Mountain West this year between Colorado State, who was ranked when they were undefeated, Wyoming's pretty good. Boise's pretty good. They've got some decent teams out there.
Yeah, and you know, the more you have these other big Power 5 conferences kind of eat up on each other, the more you're going to sneak some of those teams in there. Like you said, you know, when you're talking to him and you were talking to Dane earlier during the show, that the ACC isn't strong this year. This isn't, you know, a loaded conference where you're going to pull in 8 or 10 teams. You know, the Big East has a lot of solid teams, but they're beating each other up. They're, you know, taking out wins from each other's pockets. So who knows how that costs them down the stretch when we get down there. You know, outside of, you know, the Big Ten is strong as usual. The Big 12 is even stronger than usual. SEC is okay, but, you know, you're not getting the usual 5 to 8 teams from, you know, 3 out of those 5 conferences, I think, this year. You're going to get a lot more teams coming from the Mountain West, from the Pac-12, from, you know, maybe even, you know, some of those smaller conferences out there that might sneak in. You know, maybe it's not just Gonzaga dominating everybody in the WCC and, you know, them and St. Mary's and everyone else just stinks. Maybe we sneak in something from there. There's going to be some teams that you don't expect or you don't usually see in the NCAA tournament making the big dance this year and having a shot as, you know, getting a round or two.
We'll see if Scotty's back tomorrow, but Purdue, Indiana tomorrow night, Mafia, which is always.
You might want to take that off.
I will say, considering how good Purdue is, and everybody loves Purdue, they're so great, and how bad Indiana is, line's only 3.5. And I know the game's at Indiana, but Purdue's so much better than Indiana, line's only 3.5. Maybe a little moment for Scotty's Hoosiers tomorrow night. Maybe.
Maybe. It very well could be. You know, he always talks about how hard it is to win on the road. So they have the home court advantage. Yeah. It's not they're a bad team. You know, we always kind of needle him about it.
Right.
But it's, yeah, they lost to Penn State, who's not a great team this year. But, you know, when you beat Ohio State, who was ranked at the time, you know, beat up Nebraska, you put a good win against Minnesota. Not that those are great teams, but still, they're getting wins. You know, the problem is you look at those games like Penn State and Iowa, and then he, of course, he's going to make those a lot bigger. Or the, you know, the loss to Wisconsin, he's always going to focus on the negative. You know how Scott is. I mean, the really bad one is that Syracuse loss. So to go triple digits and lose to Syracuse is definitely not a good start to your season. Not that it was at the beginning, but in the non-conference. But they're still a good team. Yeah. They're, you know, 13-4, winning record in conference so far. They're not bad, and it's the first year under a new head coach. They're working. They're getting what they need to get. They're working their way up those standings, and they're going to build and be better by the end of the season.
I agree. They're a lot better than Scotty likes to make them out to be. They are a much better team. But Purdue,
you know, he loves to play them harder
at home. Yes, I know. It's funny. You mentioned Iowa, and I was about to run through some of the scores tonight. I mean, if this isn't a Big Ten score, nothing is. Rutgers beat Iowa tonight 48-46.
In women's basketball?
I mean, honestly, 48-46.
Yeah.
The final. And the next break, I'm tweeting it at our boy Big Ten Ben. I know how much he loves to talk about the Big Ten. And, God, 48-46.
Oh, you know he's going to twist that about how great defense every Big Ten team plays, and that's why.
Yeah. That must have been a brutal game to watch in Piscataway tonight. But, hey, good win for Rutgers. That's a good win at home. Tough to win on the road in the Big Ten. There it is. Iowa couldn't get it done in Piscataway.
Yeah, and it gets Rutgers team's been up and down. They've had some good wins, and then they've had some losses. Like, yep, no, you're still Rutgers. So that's a good win for them. I mean, it's always tough to play at that. You know, you were talking before about the crypto.com. My brother-in-law and my sister actually went to Rutgers, both of them. And, you know, so I always needle him when they got the win on that last second shot a couple weeks ago. I'm like, wow, you know, it must have been awesome to be at the rack tonight. He's like, well, I think now it's called, like, what is this, like Jersey Mike's, whatever. I'm like, no, it's always the rack. I don't change it. Once I learn a name, I don't change it. It's always the rack. It's always the Staples Center. Like, all these, you know, arenas changing names every 3 years. I can't keep up with that. There's too much going on.
No. You got, if an arena gets a nickname to it, you got to stick with it. Same thing in Denver. Like, we've been calling it the Pepsi Can forever, and now it's not called the Pepsi Arena anymore. It's got some
right, Mile High, and it was like, you know, Nuggets, it was,
yeah,
Sports Authority Field at Mile High, and now it's something else because they went bankrupt. And or the Superdome, yeah. The Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and that changed too, right? You can't keep up with it.
Yep. Now it's the Caesars Superdome. Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. So they changed all these names now. It's very tough to keep track. So there you go, 48-46 in the Big Ten tonight. Other games of note tonight in college basketball. By the way, I wanted to let you know, Moff, that now the Nuggets are getting whacked at home by the Clippers. 46-36. They're down 10 with 5 minutes to go in the first half. So I'm not going to get this first half, Mafia, but if they could stay down 10, maybe we can come back with the Nuggets in the second half live.
Maybe well, the book's expecting that because they're only giving them a point and a half right now.
Ooh, all right. Well, we need to find some plus money with the Nuggets here at some point. They've been scoreless for 10 minutes. 9:48. Scoreless. That's embarrassing. All right, college basketball of note tonight. Let's find some of note games. Florida beat Mississippi State 80-72. We talked about this on Coast to Coast, the unranked team being favored over a ranked team. They didn't cover it, though. Alabama was 3.5-point favorites at home against LSU, and they won by 3. Of course they did. LSU actually hit like an excuse-me three-pointer with like 3 seconds left for the cover. 70-67, Bama with the win. What else do we got tonight? Creighton beat St. John's. Man, they crushed them out in Omaha, 87-64. Va Tech beat NC State. Wake beat Georgia Tech. What else do we got? Oh, how about Marquette beating Villanova tonight, Mafia, 57-54. Marquette getting themselves to 13-6. That's a good win for them.
That's a very good win for them. Villanova's, you know, of course, a perennial contender, top program in the Big East. They're always leading the way there, and maybe you're one of these other two teams that jumps up with them. But a very nice win for Marquette to go and get that against Villanova.
Oklahoma State beat TCU 57-56 every night. It's just a slobber knocker game in the Big 12. Even two teams that aren't even ranked like TCU and Oklahoma State. Tough game. Louisville gets back on track. They beat BC 67-54. They've had all kinds of problems so far this year. And Kentucky beat Texas A&M tonight 64-58. All right, Pharrell on the bench on a Wednesday night. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. We will come back, keep rolling through all this action here tonight. Next hour, NFL, a lot to do. We're back after this on the grid. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here tonight on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us. The Nuggets suck, Mafia. I mean, that's just pretty much what we're going to lay this down to. The Nuggets, they stink. Now, they blew a 25-point lead to the Clippers last week. And now tonight at home, where you think they're going to give you a big effort. And the Clippers, by the way, still no PG-13. They haven't had Kawhi all year. George is out. Like, they've got stiffs in the lineup tonight. I mean, they're starting Ibaka and Zubox, Jackson, Mann, pour me a cup of coffee. You know, this is what the Clippers are bringing to the table tonight. And the mighty Nuggets with the Joker and Aaron Gordon and all, like, they're just getting whacked at home. It's sick. It really is sick.
It's exactly what we were talking about before with Minnesota, too, where, you know, they're not playing terrible. They're shooting a decent percentage, 42.5. They're, you know, getting in there. They got some points. You know, Jokic's got double digits already. Problem is defense. They're not playing it. They're letting the Clippers shoot over 50% from the field. You can't do that and win a game. That's just embarrassing, especially against a team that you said, you know, the lineup that they're putting out there is mediocre. You know, you got the same, you know, level of a lineup as the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they're kicking their ass. You know, right now Denver's trying to fight back. We'll see if they get something going. But the book still believes in them. Still has them, you know, only getting like a half point. So,
well, I'm looking for the money line here. Plus 115 for the Nuggets to win this game. So we're going to have some discussion about this. We might have to go with a little live over between the Avs and the Ducks, too, after this. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Hour number two, Sports Grid Radio. Carver High and Mafia for Scotty after this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.